Soldiers in Guinea-Bissau attacked the residence of former Prime Minister and presidential election frontrunner Carlos Gomez Jr. on Thursday in what regional ministers condemned as an attempted coup in the small West African state. Christopher Wells reports.
The target of last night's attack was the residence of outgoing Prime Minister Carlos Gomez Jr., who is running for the presidency of Guinea-Bissau. Gomez Jr. came close to winning an outright majority in last month's first round of voting in the former Portuguese colony. A second round runoff election had been set for the end of the month. The whereabouts of Gomez Jr. after the attack were not immediately known. Ivorian Foreign Minister Daniel Koblin Duncan said other countries in the region condemned the attempted coup.
As it was the case for Mali, ECOWAS formally and rigorously condemned such an attempted coup d'etat. The Malian and Bissau-Guinean crisis, which caused trouble to democracy, for which people express their fundamental right and risk their lives every day to save this noble cause, speak to us deeply just 1 year after the one happening in Ivory Coast.
Duncan was speaking at a meeting of the foreign ministers of the West African regional grouping ECOWAS, who were meeting in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, to discuss last month's coup in nearby Mali. Also in Abidjan, Guinea-Bissau Foreign Minister Mamadou Dijalo Pires said soldiers continue to occupy the streets of Bissau. He called for an energetic reaction from the international community against what he called a coup d'etat. I'm Christopher Wells.